Merry Christmas from everyone at CJ104.
Good morning. The time is currently 8:31. This is CJ104, the voice of the valley. That's Ruben Rivet over there, and
it's Jeremy Hudson over there, because exactly. Cody Manchester decided not to be here right now.
Exactly. And actually, we have a caller on the line.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm awake.
I noticed that. Now, who is this?
This would be your girlfriend.
How are you doing this morning?
I'm all right. It's 8:30 in the morning on holiday, but I'm awake.
Okay, so were you listening this morning?
I was.
You were?
I got up extra early.
Oh, okay. We need to prove that you were listening, though.
Well, how do you prove that?
Well, I don't know. I mean, did you listen to Miss Impossible Trivia this morning?
I sure did.
You did. So you knew that out of the people who do this Christmas morning, 50% do it when they're still in bed, 24% do it when they're under the tree, and the rest just do it someplace else?
You know, I'm surprised you didn't get any calls with kind of dirty answers.
there were, but those ones don't usually make the air.
No? Okay.
So what was the answer then, if you were listening?
It was proposed to their significant other.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And I was just, I don't understand why that's such a big deal.
What do you mean, getting engaged on Christmas?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, a lot of people seem to do it. It's a nice time. I mean, again, like we were talking about it earlier, that, you got to find your own kind of unique way to propose to get married.
Well, yeah, so.
It was the whole Kinder Egg situation.
Yeah, exactly.
I think it was kind of cute.
The Kinder Egg thing, that was a good idea, but again, not really quite my style, I guess.
You probably have it at the bottom of a cup of coffee. And
too bad I don't drink coffee, though.
Exactly. No.
The bottom of my green tea.
Oh, maybe. Yeah, can you tell? See, this is the thing. I live in a world where I exist totally on confidence, and I'm really nervous right now.
Why are you nervous?
You know what you should do? You should get, like, a Batman belt, and then have her, say, I need one of my bat wings, and she opens it, and it's a ring.
That's maybe a little closer to my style, but I don't know. You see, Ruben, the day I met Andy.
Hi, Andy.
I knew.
Hi, Ruben.
There was something really special about her. And actually, even the first time I kissed her, it was really, really big.
Big kiss?
Yeah, it was life-changing almost. And it's
was it one of those ones that turned into an accident where you actually, kiss her and she falls off the bridge?
No, not
just
quite.
Checking.
Not quite, but it felt like it. It felt like somebody was falling. At least I know I did. And we've been together for getting close to almost a year and a half now, if my rough math is doing right.
Yeah,
exactly.
Wow.
And I just want you to know, Andy, that I want to spend the rest of my life with you. And I'd like to officially ask you to be my wife right now.
Of course I will.
That was actually a lot tougher than I thought it would be. Not tougher, I suppose, just scarier. And now I got a shocked Ruben in studio who can't say anything. But, Andy, I want to marry you, so I'm officially asking you.
Of course I would, as if I would ever say no.
Mary had a baby, I love Mary had a baby, I'm